June 23, 1899, Louisa sees the confessor together with Jesus, and prays for him. After I listened to Holy Mass and received communion, my loving Jesus made himself seen within my heart. Then I felt I was going outside of myself, but without Jesus. I saw my confessor, and since he had told me, "Our Lord will come after communion, and you will pray to him for me," as I saw my confessor, I said to him, "Father, you told me that Jesus was going to come, but he has not come." He said to me, "It is because you don't know how to look for him. This is why you say that he has not come. Look well, for he is in your interior." I went about looking within me, and I saw the feet of Jesus, which had come out from within my interior. Immediately I grabbed them with my hand, and I pulled Jesus out. I hugged all of him, and in seeing him with the crown of thorns on his head, I removed it from him and I placed in the hand of the confessor, telling him to drive it onto my head. And so he did. But, no, as hard as he tried, he could not manage to make even one thorn penetrate. I said to him, "Don't it harder, don't be afraid that I might suffer very much, because as you see, there is Jesus here that gives me strength." But as much as he tried, it all turned out impossible. Therefore he said to me, "I am not strong enough for this, it is into bones that these thorns must penetrate, and I don't have the strength to do it." So I turned to my sweet Jesus, saying, "You see how Father does not know how to put it on, do it yourself a little bit." And so Jesus stretched out his hands, and in one instant he made all those thorns penetrate into my head, to my unspeakable pain and contentment. After this, the confessor and I, together, prayed to Jesus that he would pour his bitternesses into me, so as to spare people the so many scourges which he is pouring over them, as he seemed to do today, since hail was ready to come down not too far from us. And the Lord, to condescend to our prayers, did pour a little bit. Moreover, since I continued to see the confessor, I began to pray to Jesus for him, saying to him, "My good and dear Jesus, I pray you to give grace to my confessor, to make him all yours, according to your heart, and to give him corporal health also. You have seen how we cooperated both in relieving your head from the thorns, and in having you pour." If he could not manage to drive the thorns into my head, it wasn't for the purpose of not relieving you, nor was it his will, but because he did not have enough strength to do it. Therefore, because of this also you must answer him. So, tell me, O my soul and only good, will you make him be well, both in the soul and in the body? Jesus would hear me, but would not answer me. I would pray him with greater solicitude, saying, "This morning I will not leave you, nor will I stop praying, if you do not give me your word that you will grant what I ask for him." But Jesus would not say a word. Then, all of a sudden, we found ourselves surrounded by people. They seemed to be sitting around a table, eating, and there was also my portion. Jesus told me, "My daughter, I am hungry. And I give you my portion, aren't you happy?" And Jesus, "Yes, but I do not want to be seen." And I, "Well then, I will pretend that I take it for myself, and without letting others notice, I will give it to you." And so we did. After a little while, standing up and drawing his lips near to my face, Jesus began to play something like the sound of a trumpet from his mouth. All of those people turned pale and trembled, saying among themselves, "What is this? What is this? Now we die." I said to him, "Lord, my Jesus, what are you doing? How is this? Up until now you did not want to be seen, and now you start playing. Be quiet, don't make people scared. Don't you see how they are all frightened?" And Jesus, "This is nothing yet, what will happen when, all of a sudden, I will play even louder? They will be caught by such fear, that many, many will lose their lives." And I, "My adorable Jesus, what are you saying? You always go there, that you want to do justice, But, no. Mercy. Mercy on your people, I pray. So, Jesus assumed his sweet and benign look, and I, continuing to see the confessor, began to importune him again. And Jesus told me, I will make your confessor like a grafted tree, in which the old tree can no longer be recognized, either in the soul or in the body. And as a pledge of this, I have placed you in his hands as victim, so that he may take advantage of it.